This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Brian Walsh, Communications Director at the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, which is tasked with electing as many Republicans as possible to the U.S. Senate. And by all accounts, their 2010 efforts are going to turn out much more successful than the last two cycles, with a possibility, even given the current a large Democratic majority, that the Republicans could potentially win the majority in just 4 weeks from now. And Brian, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Obviously, you're out there trying to win as many as possible. Are there any sort of estimations from the committee at this point as to how many races you consider competitive, how many potential seats you could pick up?
Well, the map is very large. There are more competitive Senate races this cycle than in any other recent cycle. The good news is, all of our Republican incumbents are safe. The Democrats have made a lot of noise early on about targeting some of them. They're all going to win. We're defending a handful of Republican open seats. Our candidates, like Rand Paul in Kentucky or Rob Portman in Ohio, they're all ahead in the polls right now. And then we have the Democratic seats. And right now, Republicans are on offense in at least 12 Democratic-held seats, which is remarkable. There's a lot of close races, but we're winning in at least 7 or 8 of them right now.
Brian, obviously the economy is the number one issue. Is there more of a national theme as it relates to the Obama and Democratic agenda in Congress, or is this being fought basically on a state-by-state level, so the records of the incumbent Democrats or perhaps the Democratic candidates in these races is more an issue than what's happening here in Washington?
Well, every race is different, but there's no doubt that the Obama agenda is hanging like an anchor around the necks of a lot of Democratic candidates around the country, including in states that the president won in 2008, like the state of Ohio, for example. Rob Portman, our candidate there, is up double digits right now. And the president's approval rating, a state, you know, the true bellwether state in the country, the president's approval rating is well under 50. The failed stimulus, the health care spending bill, these are issues that Democrats are not only having trouble explaining, but they're trying to run away from on the campaign trail. So there's no doubt that the Obama agenda is a problem for them.
Obviously, you'd say it's both the conditions and the quality of your candidates, I'm guessing, as to why you're in so many competitive races with seats that are currently held by Democrats. But how would you gauge the quality of the candidates that you've been able to field this year?
We have one of the best classes, according to most experts, that we've had in recent history. And I think we're going to have a lot of great new Republican senators coming to Washington next year. So like I said, things are going very well. When we have a range of candidates, I mean, like Rand Paul in Kentucky is doing very well, Ken Buck in Colorado, Rob Portman, Pat Toomey. These are a lot of great leaders who are going to be coming to the Senate next year.
Let's talk about some of the closest races, the ones that folks will be watching and have been watching for a while. Now, let's start in Nevada because that's where the Senate Majority Leader is, and he's been considered vulnerable since day one of this campaign because his unfavorables are pretty high up there in Nevada. It's not a very liberal state, but he's been seen, obviously, as a leader of the effort to pass much of the Obama agenda here in Washington. The Republican nominee, Sharon Engel, has obviously won the nomination, but she's been basically within the margin of error or even trailing in some of these polls. The latest Fox poll shows her up 3. What do you see happening in that race? What's going to make the difference in the end?
This is going to be one of the closest races in the country, but it's remarkable that a grandmother from Reno, a former school teacher, is neck and neck, and the race is very much a dead heat with the second most powerful man in Washington, who has spent millions of dollars trying to demonize her with false attacks, and she's hung in there, and she's running a good race. All the support from the grassroots has been tremendous because of support from around the country, and especially in Nevada. The race is a dead heat, and so we have 4 weeks to go, and this is going to be a very close race, but I believe she's going to pull it out at the end.
And let's move over to Illinois now. This is the seat that has been in the news a lot in the last couple of years. It used to be held by President Obama. Then it was the center of the whole Blagojevich scandal. Roland Burris is not running for a full term. So it's Congressman Mark Kirk for your party against Alexei Janulius of the Democrats. It's been a state that's clearly leaned to the left, but most of the polls show Kirk either up or basically tied. How do you overcome what it seems to be normally a large Democratic voter advantage in that state?
Well, you're absolutely right. It is a very tough seat for Republicans, but the candidate Mark Kirk is running against, Democrat Alexei Janulius, is flawed in any number of ways. He's a former banker to the mob, so if elected, he would be the first mob banker elected to the United States Senate. He has been the Illinois State Treasurer and has run the economy into the ground out there. So Mark Kirk is running a very good campaign. He is in the lead right now, but look, I mean, the Democrats are going to do anything and everything they can to try to steal the election. So our goal is to continue supporting Mark Kirk and make sure that he wins 4 weeks from now.
One of the races that's also gotten a lot of attention because of all the twists and turns is the Florida Senate race. In the beginning, your party was all behind Charlie Crist. It seemed like a lot of the endorsements early on were rolling in for him. Then Marco Rubio's campaign took off. He got the lead in the polls. Charlie Crist turns independent and now has morphed a lot of his positions to try and lure some votes from independents and Democrats. Rubio seems to be up, but the polls are fluctuating a little bit. Which way do you see the momentum heading here?
It's clearly going in Marco Rubio's direction. He is running a great campaign. He is now up double digits. Charlie Crist is having a very difficult time. He's on both sides of every issue, and the problem is the truth is catching up with him with voters because they see someone who will literally do or say anything to try and get elected. And it's clearly falling flat with voters in Florida. Marco Rubio is surging. We still have a few weeks to go, but I'm confident he's going to win.
And winning seats in strongly blue states, I'm sure, is a thing you'd like to see across the board, such as Connecticut, but especially California. I know Barbara Boxer has been a target of the GOP for years. She seems to be hanging on to a slight lead against Carly Fiorina, a whole lot of money being poured into this race. But again, kind of like Illinois, but only this time with an incumbent Democrat and one that seems to be at least a little bit ahead at this point. How do you change the game there?
California and Washington State are going to be two of the true battlegrounds on November 2nd and could very likely determine whether Republicans take control of the Senate or not. But Carly Fiorina is running a great race. Dino Rossi is running a great race against Patty Murray in Washington State. And again, these are two longtime Democratic incumbents who were under 50%, which is a very dangerous territory. Both Carly and Dino are within the margin of error. The NRSC just went up with ads in both states yesterday and today and are supporting both of those candidates. So these are going to be tough races, but we're very much in the ballgame.
What do you make of the surge, not just in Senate races, but almost across the board in the Midwest, where folks like Pat Toomey seem to have a larger-than-expected lead in a left-leaning state like Pennsylvania, and Russ Feingold is in real big trouble in Wisconsin?
Russ Feingold is in a lot of trouble. Ron Johnson is a businessman. He's never run for public office before, and his message is clearly resonating with voters in Wisconsin. He is a self-made businessman, and his message is very simple. I am an ordinary person who's very concerned about the direction of our country, and you have a Democrat like Russ Feingold, who's been sitting in Washington for 18 years, running up the federal debt, raising your taxes, and doing nothing to create jobs. And Ron Johnson's message is clearly resonating, and as is Pat Toomey. Pat Toomey is running against a man named Joe Sestak, who's an incumbent congressman, who is to the left of even many Democrats in Pennsylvania. He voted for cap and trade. He voted for the president's health care bill. And he, like Russ Feingold, is having a lot of problems explaining to his constituents back in his state, explaining why the federal debt just skyrocketed past $13 trillion.
A lot of competitive races, as we've said. And, Brian, I'm sure we'll be checking in over the next 4 weeks as we get closer and closer to the vote. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Sure thing. Thank you.
Brian Walsh, Communications Director at the National Republican Senatorial Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.